Previously on Dubious Shit. Dubious Intent. Okay. Previously on Dubious Intent. Why does that sound stupid? Is that right? Okay. 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 Oh, God, another P. All right. Focus. Previously on Dubious Intent Plus.
We serve the gods, and the gods demand justice.
Clean this city up. So the rats have nowhere left to hide.
I am a queen, not a butcher.
All rulers are either butchers or meat.
The Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for TI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. TI Plus is brought to you by Game of Thrones. Winter is coming, bitches. No, it's Game of Thrones. It's airing tonight on HBO season 5. Tune in and make sure you know that your favorite characters are killed in an appropriate manner. If you want to check them out, go to GameofThrones.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a bloody discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined from the Game of Thrones free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Daniel. Good evening.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
How are you? I was swallowing. Can I swallow?
Is that considered safe now to swallow? There's so many things that
It's been so long since you were single that
right.
Like,
I have to like reevaluate all these things. It's very disconcerting.
Back in my day,
we just spit it right on the bed. Anyway, hi, Adam. How are you?
I'm good. You know, we'll talk about this in a second, but Arkansas is not Game of Thrones free.
Really?
No, it's not.
Yeah, well, so what you're saying is that I lied in the intro. Thank you. Thank you so much for throwing me under the bus like
that. Anyway. Other than Mike Lawson, you are the biggest liar I know.
It is 9:17 p.m. on a Sunday evening, and that, of course, can mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com. Adam, who is joining us in the chat room this evening?
Some poor, unfortunate souls.
You poor, unfortunate souls. I'm sorry. Are we doing the thing where we sing?
Maybe.
Because that was from Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Ursula.
Yes.
Kathy Marshall, Jimmy Bear, Joe Batance, Lord of Hate, Mags, RT Cruiser. Uh-huh. And Kathy Bacon.
Excellent. Well, there you go. That is a very lovely chat room that we have there.
It is. Mm-hmm. They're all beautiful people.
They are. They're beautiful. Wow. You know what? The post, I posted the poll in there earlier, and one of the titles had really, you know, had an early lead.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the Kathy Bacon title, she must have posted it on Facebook or whatever, because suddenly there are more votes for her title than there are people mm-hmm. in the chat room.
Well, so since you brought up Game of Thrones tonight, Mark and I...
Hold on. Should I play the Game of Thrones?
You can if you want. What, I need some backdrop,
music. Everything always goes better with backdrop. Let's see.
Well, as you know, while you're looking for that, as everyone knows, my life is incredibly boring.
I thought
recently.
No, it's extended. Interesting.
Nothing has happened. Like there, people who remember back in the day, like I worked at Pier 1 like a long time ago, and I would have stories about cleaning like elephant turds out of toilets and you know all this stuff. Right? Nothing is going on. I'm like, what? But we are looking for things to watch, and we never got into. I was reading Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And I had problems getting into the first season.
Well, I'm sure you mean you were reading the Games of Fire and Ice, or the Songs of Fire and Ice.
Well,
because it's not actually called the Game of Thrones.
Well, but I was reading right. it, and I have like all of the four books currently in print or whatever.
Yes. Yes.
But I only read the first one and part of the second one. And I'm getting old, so now I fall asleep when I start trying to read. I used to be a voracious reader, and now I just fall asleep. I pick up a book, I fall asleep. Anyway, so, but Mark keeps hearing from everyone, his friends and everything, and he thought it was a boring show, and we stopped watching it, because I had already read all of season one, and so I knew what was happening,
right.
And he was losing interest in it, so we weren't watching it. But everyone kept saying, oh, it's so good, and we were looking for shows to watch. So we went back and decided to rewatch season one and see if we could get into it. And we've actually made it to season two now, which is picking up a little bit. But what I want to say, there's this one scene. And I said it in the Trello. I put child porn in there. But
yes.
It's not child porn. But they have this one scene where the sister of Lady Stark...
The sister of Lady Stark, which would be Catelyn Stark's sister, the queen of the Sky Castle or whatever.
So her husband, who was the Hand of the King,
yes,
he was killed. Spoiler, sorry, anyone. Yes. The whole show starts out with that already being known, so I don't think I'm really, you know, it's not, you know, but so she's sitting there on the throne in her high. Atop in the clouds castle,
yes.
With her son, who's like, I don't know, the new, I don't know if he's the king of that, I don't know how it works, the new lord of that
the
castle.
King
or whatever.
Heir. Yes.
So he's breastfeeding.
Yes.
This is like it's like a 6 or 7 year old boy.
Actually, I believe the actor was 10, but yes.
Sucking at the teat.
Yes.
Of this actress.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, is that not like some kind of child abuse or something? Like having a 10-year-old boy sucking a breast on screen?
But, all right, it could have been a prosthetic breast. It could have been.
It could have been still. Even still. Hey, John, we've got a prosthetic penis here. Why don't you kiss it? You know, I mean, what are they doing? Is that even allowed? What kind of laws are they breaking? Having a 10-year-old boy... sucking on a nipple right there.
You make it sound like he's smoking crack or something. It's like, what is the what is your problem with breastfeeding, Adam?
Nothing except that he's not, obviously he's really not breastfeeding. and he's it's probably not even his mother. He is licking and sucking on some breast of a woman.
I haven't seen that episode in quite a long time, but I doubt he is licking and sucking. I think it was more of like maybe it was on screen for like maybe 10 or 15 seconds at the most.
I don't know. Maybe it's fake. Maybe it's a fake breast. But even still, even that, it's like having a child at that age, at 10, that it's almost sexual for them at that point, depending on whether he's, you know, come into his maturity.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever you want to say.
Okay, great. So that was your concern about watching the so that's your takeaway from all of season two of Game of Thrones.
No, this is season one. It happened in season one.
Great.
No, what I'll say, first of all, there are a lot of breasts in Game of Thrones.
There are. It's HBO. I think it's like HBO is required to show a certain number of breasts, certain number of booby shots per.
And you know what I learned from these breasts?
These are teaching breasts, yes? So, what have you learned from them?
You know, although I will say I've only seen really one penis, and it was a nice-looking uncut penis. It was, I believe it was the Greyjoy boy, but I'm not sure. Anyway.
Theon Greyjoy? Yes.
For a brief moment, you see his penis. But and it's funny. He was ramming this prostitute, because as they do on Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls out, supposedly, and steps to the side, and there's a flaccid penis there between his legs. And I'm like, well, you were ramming her real good with a soft dick.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as you do. I mean,
I wouldn't know. I'm assuming that.
So,
does that
I guess for a lot of us, that is what would happen if we were in the room with a woman. We would,
sounds, you know, appropriate to me, is what I'm trying to say.
We'd be stuffing it in, trying to just stuff it in there, you know. But anyway, so what I learned from these breasts
yes.
on this season,
yes.
There are a lot of women with misshapen breasts.
Okay. Hold that thought for one moment. Let me answer the phone here. Yes. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Anthony Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Pod. Cynthia Lennon, first wife of John Lennon, dead at 75. Bye.
35. That can't possibly be right. John Lennon has been dead for more than 35 years. So
I think he said 75 or something like maybe. That.
All right. So what do you say, Adam? Yes or no?
I think she's famous.
All right. Well, then we'll give it to you. Congratulations on that. You were entered into the contest. By the way, he sounds like he's half asleep, doesn't it?
Well, he could be.
I think
what happens is he falls asleep and he has death dreams now.
He probably uses if this, then that to send an alarm to his phone if someone dies.
It could be. You know what? My formula for the death phone totals.
We don't use formula, Adam. We only use breastfeeding.
No. I'm saying the formula I have in the spreadsheet to sum it up.
Yes.
Was incorrect, and that's why I kept telling you guys it was $44.
Yes.
I apologize to everyone. It's been $44 for like the past 5 months.
Great. What is
$136.
Wow. So the pot for the celebrity death phone is $136. Now, if for some reason you are new to this show, first of all, we apologize. Secondly, what you're hearing here is we have an ongoing contest on this show. When a celebrity dies, you just need to be the first person to call our voicemail number, 229-234-7587, and tell us that the celebrity died. So all you have to do is tell us your name and tell us that the name of the celebrity who died, and then we will make a determination as to whether it qualifies or not. And if so, then you're entered into a drawing for the pot, and we increase the total of the pot by a couple of bucks.
So here's the deal about these breasts.
Oh, we're back on the breasts. Oh, that's right. You had learned about the breasts. What did you learn about the breasts?
Now I'm gonna tell all you people that are listening to this show. I have never been a fan of breasts, so I might be a bit biased here.
Yes, your breast bias is showing. Yes,
I could be a bit breast biased, but there are some smaller breasted women on this show, and it seems like a large number of them have like this misshapen thing going on where it looks like. If you took a golf ball and like put it in a sock or something.
Oh, God.
And then you kind of hung it. So there's a little bit of a bulbous nipple area, but then the rest is just kind of hanging there. I'm going to stop you right there. Yeah.
You do know that perfectly symmetrical breasts is an anomaly, right?
I don't know. I'm gay. I don't look at breasts.
Right now, have you ever looked at someone's testicles, like their balls? Like, are they always symmetrical, or is there like, you know, like sometimes they lean a little bit one way, lean a bit of the other way? It's not that big of a deal.
Well, no wonder women like to get breast implants, because I mean, some of these breasts are pretty misshapen. I think I would go get a breast implant too, just to kind of fill it out a little bit, you know, kind of make it anyway. So
this is what you've learned. If you were a woman, you would definitely get plastic surgery to enhance your breasts.
Yeah, if I had hangy, like saggy ones, or I had small saggy ones, either way. Actually, or even small ones, because I think small ones, they end up looking like cones. Rather than being kind of round and kind of full looking, they look like little, like, cones.
Now, I haven't looked at the Trello over on the news thing. No, it's not there. I didn't know. Well, did you hear that this week the first successful penis transplant took place? I thought you were for sure.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
I thought for sure that would be in our news story.
That was like 2 weeks ago, and I decided against it. But I can find it.
No, that's fine. No, I don't want to. I don't want to. Influence the.
I thought Daniel poo poo this story. So why?
I am not the final arbiter of what news stories happen or whatever. Anyway, so there you go. So Game of Thrones, misshapen breasts, and child porn is what you're trying to say.
Everything is, yes, and everything is so graphic on that show. Like, they kill someone and blood gurgles up out of his mouth.
No, you're only on season one. I'm not going to give you any spoilers. I'm just saying.
I know, it gets worse.
It gets worse. All right.
There's something called the Red Wedding, apparently, where everybody that you love dies.
And then there's the purple.
So I'm preparing myself for that.
The purple wedding is after that, too. So the Game of Thrones is starting this evening on HBO. So if you, apparently they've now just completely decided to go on their own.
Because he's not writing enough.
Right. Yeah. He's not writing fast enough.
And now he's starting a new show on HBO. I think he's completely given up writing that book series altogether. He's like, I'm going to be a producer of HBO shows. I'm not going to, you know.
Yes. So I wanted to point out something. You know, speaking of HBO, are you familiar with this? This week tonight, the John Oliver show.
I've never watched it, but I have heard of it. Yes.
Hold that thought for just a second here. Let me get to this here.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Satirist and voice actor Stan Freberg, dead at 88. He had a hit with the Banana Boat song, not the Harry Belafonte version, but his own. But you would probably know him most for his work opposite Mel Blanc, where he voiced Pepe Le Pew in the Looney Tunes cartoons.
Looney Tunes, I think, is what you were going for there.
I got it wrong. I put Dan.
Yeah,
or
what? It's like it's Dan Freberg is what you put on here. It's actually Stan Freberg, and there's only one E in Freberg, by the way. But so what was this? Did we have another?
No, I think that was it. I thought he said he was doing two, but
wait, we're not.
We do have another voicemail from him that you need to play.
Okay, so why am I buzzing that one?
No, that's correct.
Well then, but
he just had a correction on something he said in that voicemail.
Well, let's hear that.
Yeah, Matthew Cruiser, just a quick question on that last one. Yeah, the guy's still dead, but he didn't voice Pepe Le Pew. He voiced Pete Puma. Okay, bye.
He didn't do Pepe Le Pew. He only I didn't understand a word.
That's all, folks. He voiced something else. Who knows?
We don't know. We can't understand him. If you just learned to speak English, it would be great.
He's a voice actor, and we like dead voice actors around here, so we're going to give it to him.
We do. We love dead voice actors. That's like our favorite thing. So on this HBO, there's the This Week Tonight with John Oliver. And this past week, he interviewed Edward Snowden.
Okay.
Now, I debated on whether I wanted to pull this clip and play it. We have nothing this week, so I don't know if you... are opposed to that or not.
Anything that you want to put in this show, it is your show too.
But I'm just saying that I don't know. It's if I was going to pull it, I should have pulled it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you didn't pull it?
No, I didn't, because it was the clip that you would want. I would need to edit it down just to get to the important parts. Here's the point, though, Adam, is that...
What's the point?
Edward Snowden, released a bunch of information about the Patriot... Not about the Patriot Act specifically, but about what the NSA was up to and how they were wiretapping and how they're basically... anything that you do online, they have a reasonable way of gathering it, right? Of spying on you, basically. They have these huge, expensive things set up to tap the internet so that they are basically collecting everything that happens all the time. And then they can, a very loose system of oversight that allows them to go in and look at it. So they basically can look at it. This has been covered on The Good Wife and whatnot like that. Anyway,
yeah, they put something right at the... It was prison, yeah. Point into AT&T or whoever.
Actually, and if you really want to get hideously technical on it, they don't even have to do that, right? They can actually, because of the way the internet works, the way that the traffic runs across the internet towards the destination, they can actually just have a regular a system set up somewhere near Google, right? So that it collects most of the data that's coming, most of the traffic that's coming for Google. They basically split it and then, it doesn't matter. Here's the point, because this was the point that John Oliver was making, that all this stuff is so incredibly technical that people's eyes glaze over. And so it's very difficult to talk about because it is unrelatable to most people. When you talk about splitting off a fiber optic system, and collecting emails and collecting everything. So John Oliver very cleverly interviewed Edward Snowden, which is a rare get. Edward Snowden hasn't been interviewed that often. And in the midst of Edward Snowden explaining, why the Americans should care about everything, John Oliver stopped him and just like, this is boring. I don't care. I just don't care. No one cares. No one's hearing you. This is all crap. And basically made Edward Snowden relate everything that he was saying to whether or not the government can look at a picture of your dick. If you took a picture of your dick, would the government be able to see it? Based off the different provisions of the Patriot Act and the different provisions of the Wiretap Act that they had in place.
In the Senate somewhere, sure.
But here's the thing. You're not supposed to spy domestic. Like the NSA is not allowed to spy on U.S. citizens if the traffic doesn't leave the country. But what they're pointing out is that because it's cloud-based, right, Google could back up that data out of the country somewhere. And as soon as it traverses out of the country, then they have a right to get it. So it's like this is a huge sweeping thing. Anyway, the point is that he related everything to a dick pic. It was very cute. It's a very well-done interview. If you get a chance, it's on YouTube. Go over and look at it. It's called Last Week Tonight on his YouTube channel. But here's the thing. It spawned off a subreddit. So if you have a few minutes to kill... What you want to do is you want to head over to reddit.com/r/dickpicsforfreedom with the number 4. Dickpics number 4 freedom. And there are now, let's see, There was quite a few of them before. I don't know exactly how many there have been now. But basically, yeah, people are just posting pics of their erect
D-I-C-K-P-I-C-S.
Sticks.
D-I-C-K-P-I-C-S.
I will put it in the chat room, yes. D-I-C-K-P-I-C-S, the number 4, freedom.
I'm getting page not found.
I have put it in the chat room. But yeah, so it's just a lot of dick pics there.
Slash R.
Well, yeah, it's Reddit. That's how Reddit works. Yeah, so if you have a chance and, you know, you're bored, go over and check out reddit.com/r/dickpicsforfreedom. I don't remember how many. There was like 200 pages before. I'm sure it's more now.
So if you just get bored and you want to look at a dick.
Mini dicks.
Or 5,000 dicks.
Mini dicks, yes. And you can rate
them. Some of them are coming.
Yeah, you can rate them. You can rate them up and you can, yeah. Anyway, I just found it, you know, interesting that you can go. It's not really interesting. You know what? Nothing interesting has happened this week. This has been just a
Interesting happens to me anymore. I'm no longer dating. I've been in a relationship for 2 years. That's about when you get to the point where nothing interesting happens. You should have lots of interesting stories.
Yeah, hi guys. I'm Dee Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Gary Dahl, inventor of the Pet Rock, dead at 78. I believe he will be buried in a cardboard box with holes in it with a little nest at the bottom. Okay, bye.
The inventor of the Pet Rock, yes or no?
I don't think so.
There you go.
R.T. Cruiser gets a lot anyway. He's already gotten 2 in this one show.
If it wasn't for R.T. Cruiser, we would have no phone calls. I'm convinced of that. Do we? Yeah,
probably.
We'll say that one's an R.T. Cruiser. What's the one after that is an R.T. Cruiser. The one after that is, it's a Kathy Bacon. And then the one after that is an unknown caller. Great.
Yeah. I know who it is, but I didn't put it.
I forgot what I was going to say. You know, when you say that I should have some story, here's the thing, Adam. I do, but I can't really talk about them.
For the purposes of the keep the innocent, to protect innocent bystanders.
Yes. No, I'm just saying. So it's like, what am I supposed to do? I mean, like, yeah, okay. So maybe I went on a date, whatever. But I'm not going to turn around and talk about it on the show. Same reason that when you first started dating Mittens, you called him Mittens because you didn't want to use his real name
on
the show.
You called him Mittens.
Whatever. The point is, you didn't even want to use his name on the show. What I'm trying to say is that, yeah, because there's always the risk that person may be listening or whatever, and you may say something to offend them, and then you
say say all really nice things about whoever these people are.
Oh, I would. Why would I not say something nice about them?
They had huge penises.
that's your definition of nice then, right?
They were very smart. so Mark and I, you know, occasionally we'll go do, this is not interesting at all, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. So just bear with me. We decided to do something wild and crazy yesterday.
Oh God.
We decided we're going to go see 2 movies in the same day. So we're going to go to the movie theater.
Oh, my God, you do. You live on the edge, Adam. You're skating that razor edge there of...
I'm telling you, we are an exciting couple. We are an exciting gay couple here in Northwest Arkansas.
Woo-hoo.
And we wanted to... Well, at first it was going to be one, but he wanted to see one of them, and I wanted to see the other one. So we're like, oh, hell, you know, we don't have anything to do today. We'll just see both.
Now, what movies were they? What movies were they?
So I've learned recently... that the first one is called Furious 7.
What did you think it was called before that?
I thought it was Fast and Furious.
Oh, I see.
But I guess at some point in this franchise, they felt like Fast and Furious was too long a title. So they dropped the Fast and now they're just calling it Furious. So I don't know. Like, at the beginning, was it Fast and Furious? And then on the second one, was it Fast and Furious 2 or was it Furious 2? Or maybe it was Fast 2.
If only there was some internet work system of computers whereby you could look that up. I don't. I'm going to admit something to you right now. I've never even seen a single one of those films.
Well, I've never been interested. It's kind of a straight guy thing. I mean, Pretty Women and Fast Cars. You know, it's kind of a straight guy thing. And I've never seen any of them either. But the other one that I wanted to see, because he wanted to see that one, mainly because, is it Paul Walker? Is that the guy's name?
Yes. He's dead.
He died. And I wanted to see...
According to the internet, The Fast and the Furious was in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Too Fast, Too Furious was in 2003.
Oh.
The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift was in 2006. Fast and Furious was in 2009. So keep in mind that, remember, the first one was The Fast and the Furious. Now we're just down to Fast and Furious. on
that must be hard for lists to alphabetize because that is right. usually ignored.
In 2011, they came out with Fast Five.
Okay.
And then
Fast Five. Okay. Right.
And then in 2013, they came out with Fast and Furious Six.
And now it's Furious.
And now it's just Furious Seven. I'm assuming that like the next one, eight will just be like FF Eight.
No, right? I think it'll be And Eight.
And
they've used every word, but the And. Well, anyway, so I'll talk about the one I wanted to see was Insurgent.
Oh yeah, yeah. You wanted to see Insurgent, which by the way, have you seen the? Oh, never mind. Did you see the prequel to that? What was it called? Insurrection.
Divergent.
Was that? Yeah. Okay.
Yep. I have. Why would I go see the second one if I haven't seen the first one?
So I'm curious. We never talk about this because, you know, I mean, so did you like Divergent?
Yes, I did.
This is what I thought of Divergent.
Okay.
I don't know why it's not playing. It'll play here in a second.
Based on the young adult book trilogy about a dystopian America divided into competitive sections, this doe-eyed teenage heroine must lead a revolt against a ruthless dictator who... Wait, guys, we did this one already. It's the Hunger Games.
No, John, it's not the Hunger Games.
It's not? Are you sure? Because it looks and sounds exactly like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, there's no fight to the death in the...
So, it's the same movie, but without the actual games? That sounds horrible.
There you go. That's what I thought.
Well, a lot of movies are the same premise. There was this thing, I don't know if it was a podcast or some news story I was reading, and they were talking about all the movies that are like the same concept that come out the same year. There were like three Cinderellas that came out the same year. There was, you know, there's like, anyway, it always happens.
I'm just saying, I saw the one that you're talking about, Divergent. I saw Divergent. And it was just like, it was so complicated. It's like, wait, what? Why are there different casks? And why?
To keep the peace.
But why? What was wrong? What had happened that it was like we're supposed to just.
Watch the second one, you'll learn why they did it.
Okay.
But anyway.
So you went and saw Insurgent, but Mittens wanted to see Furious 7.
We saw both. And I managed to stay awake through both, which is amazing. I'm so old now that I fall asleep in movies all the time.
By the way, is that like his nickname for you? Furious 7?
Exactly. Yes. So we went to Jason's Deli, which is my favorite deli first.
Yes.
For lunch and had the chicken salad sandwich on croissant.
Oh my God. Adam, what the fuck? Wonderful. What the fuck has happened to us?
I don't know. But anyway,
we're talking about what we ate. You're talking about what you ate at the deli before you went and saw the movie.
I love their salad bar.
It's like, no. What are we doing?
Pasta salad?
Yeah, hi guys. I'm T Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. This one's for Adam. World's oldest person, woman, Gertrude Weaver, dead at 116. She only became the oldest person on 1st of April after some albedo in Japan snuffed it.
Didn't we already do this?
She was only the oldest person for 6 days. So yeah.
Oh, it's people, the second one.
They just got no staying power. Anyway, new oldest person is... Geraldine Talley from Michigan. Mm-hmm. She'll be 116 on May 23rd, and I will be popping her into my Google search.
Oh God! No. Okay, no. Bye. All right, Adam. I'm going to make an executive decision here. No, this sets a dangerous. This sets a dangerous precedent, right? Because whoever the oldest person is, they're going to die in a month or two, and then there'll be a new one, and then it's like, no. This is just a way to get free entries into the contest. Old people die. We know that.
At 116, or anywhere from 100 to 116, what's your quality of life?
Mine?
Like, no. Any?
I'm hoping by the time that I make it to 116, it'll be great.
Oh, your brain will just be in a new body.
That'll be awesome. I'm happy for that.
You'll be a twink.
I welcome my future Android body. I welcome that day. And then I can sit around at 116 and go, you know, I went and saw the movies and I ate a Reuben at the deli. It was
a movie coming out.
It was a great Reuben that I ate. It was a pastrami Reuben.
A movie coming out.
There's always a movie
about
a woman
who doesn't age.
Great.
I think it's called Ageless or something. Anyway, so I was gonna give them a couple.
I thought it was called Cindy Crawford, but okay.
I'm not giving any reviews, but I was gonna give a couple of little things about each movie because a couple of interesting things. First of all, apparently they CGI'd Paul Walker's face over his brother.
Yes.
I couldn't really figure out what parts they did that. So I think they did a pretty good job.
I am not a Paul Walker aficionado, so I wouldn't know.
Either that or his brother can really look a lot like Paul Walker. And they did a nice little tribute at the end, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, one thing I'll say about those kind of action movies, though, I've determined that I can't take that much action for that long period of time.
I get like overstimulated and I have to take my pills.
My brain overloads. Like 2 hours and 15 minutes of constant action. And I start to think, was this fight scene really necessary to the plot?
No.
You know, did they need to show 10 minutes of like people punching each other? The movie would be like 10 minutes long if they took out the fight scenes.
Adam, I mean, the movie is based on them driving cars around, isn't it?
No, I understand. Yes.
So it's already kind of a locked in kind of a movie, right? I mean, if your good guys are going to be driving cars the entire movie, that means that the bad guys have to have equal cars to. It's like that whole night right or that whole night boat thing that they did on The Simpsons, where it's just like, we'll duck in here on this tributary. Oh, they're always on a tributary or a fjord. It's like somewhere where there's a body of water that night boat can get to them, right? It's like,
yeah, this is the other thing. They're in some situations where you clearly would not choose to take a car.
I always think this when I see these movies, right, with people getting chased by cars and they inevitably get hit by them. I'm just like, what the fuck, right? You're on foot. Right. You're so much more agile than that car. It's just like, why are you running from it? It's just like, wait and then run around it and then run the opposite direction. You cannot turn around and get back up to speed by the time that you could like get back around another corner or something. It's like you have much better maneuverability as a person running than you do as a car. So why is this even a thing? Unless it sneaks up on you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they're dropping cars out of planes and like parachuting. And it's crazy. Like you never would. Anyway, Insurgent.
I don't even know what we're doing anymore, Adam.
Insurgent. Nothing is happening. But that's okay. People like hearing us talk. So it's fine. But Insurgent.
People don't like it. No. People don't like hearing us. They tuned out hours ago.
They like hearing us talk, or they wouldn't listen to our podcast, because we very rarely have anything interesting to say, even when we do have something interesting. So clearly they like listening to us talk. They feel like they're our friends and they want to know what's going on, even when nothing is going on. Insurgent. Did you see Maze Runner?
I did not, which is weird because I really like that actor.
He looks like my nephew, actually.
He looks exactly like Stiles from Teen Wolf, because he's the guy that plays Stiles from Teen Wolf.
And as we know, Daniel knows all things about Twinkie shows.
Teen Wolf is not a Twinkie show.
Oh, my God. Please. Please. How many Twinks are in Teen Wolf? Let me count.
Several.
Okay. There you go. Point and whatever.
Someone in the chat room has changed their name to C.T. Yaley.
C.T. Yaley.
That's someone here from Connecticut. A Connecticut Yaley.
Oh.
Although okay. I don't see Joe Batance anywhere, so it could just be Joe Batance changing his name.
Could be.
Yeah.
I have another idea of who it could be. Anyway, so the only thing I'll say about that movie is...
I'm lost. Which movie were we talking about?
I'm on Insurgent now. It's the second of the movies.
We're on Insurgent.
It's not a spoiler, but they're enclosed in this wall. This whole city is inside of a wall.
Yes.
And Maze Runner. And so there again, Maze Runner is similar to...
But you locked up there, so all we heard was... Now, on the podcast, you're not going to hear the lockup because I didn't say anything so that the silence would get deleted. But the city's inside a wall was the last we heard.
Yeah, the city's inside a wall. Maze Runner is also a similar concept. So there are three or four movies recently that have similar...
Wasn't there an old Kurt Russell film that had to do with them putting walls around New York City or something?
Maybe. You know, I don't know old things. So so that's it. Nothing else. We did have chicken and waffles for dinner.
Excellent.
That was our restaurant of the week. It was okay. But, you know, we need to go to Harlem or somewhere. Get really good chicken.
The chat room has pointed out it's called Escape New York and Escape LA, where they had just the crime had gotten so bad in New York City that they just built a wall around it and just turned it into a prison, which, you know, is a great concept. What was I going to say? I don't remember what the fuck I was going to say.
There are no new ideas, by the way, Daniel. So, of course, all movies have already been done.
No, I'm confused about the chicken and waffles. Let's talk about the chicken and waffles, because that's much more interesting to me.
Let's talk about my chicken and waffles.
Because it seems to me that, now I've never had chicken and waffles. So to me, there are so many different kinds of chicken, right? So there's fried chicken, which can be like really kind of crispy and salty and maybe kind of spicy. But then there's also like grilled chicken, which is really kind of boring and you know, kind of bland and sometimes kind of rubbery. And then there's like, you know, other kind of chicken that had different kind of things on. And then waffles, the same way, like waffles without butter and syrup is basically just toast. So it's like, you know, it's like slightly sweet toast and not even sweet. Like waffles aren't really inherently sweet. So it's like, is chicken and waffles like boring grilled chicken on a plain waffle?
No.
Or well, is it fried chicken on a waffle with butter and syrup?
So I'm not a, first of all, this was my first chicken and waffles experience. So I have nothing to compare it to. But from what I hear, chicken and waffles is always fried chicken. And the waffle is plain, it's just a plain waffle. But what a lot of people do is they put the syrup, whatever kind of syrup you're using,
yes,
over both the chicken and the waffle.
Okay.
So you're getting the mixture of the crunchy waffle, crispy chicken, salty chicken with the sweet syrup and the waffle, you know, all kind of going on all at the same time.
Now, do you eat syrup on a Tuesday?
Yeah, whenever I need syrup.
Syrup? You do know you're saying syrup, right?
Yeah, that's how we say it in the South.
Okay, great. It's syrup. But
I have a Southern accent and we say syrup.
All right. So if I were to go down to, let's say, Popeye's chicken is right up the street here. So if I were to go down to Popeye's and get me some fried chicken and, you know, get like a Lego waffle and then I'd like put the chicken, like, is it boned? Like, is it like is there a drumstick on a waffle or is it, you know, like fried chicken breast is what I'm trying to go for here.
Well, see, this is where I've only had one that what I had last night was the only time I've ever had chicken and waffles. But from what I hear and also what I had last night,
yes,
I think it is regular fried chicken. So like, yes, bone in pieces of fried chicken with a waffle.
See, that sounds horrible. I would rather it be like the fried chicken breast and everything because it seems like the bones would impede me from shoveling in my face.
Yeah. And to me, honestly, and people always say how good chicken and waffles are, or I've heard that lots of times. What I will say is the fried chicken was really good at this place. So I really enjoyed the fried chicken. The waffle was, their waffle was not great. So that could have impeded my enjoyment.
So it was kind of like a Lego.
Yeah, theirs was kind of.
L.A. law actor Richard Dysart. Dead age 86.
Oh, I know him.
I never ever did watch L.A. Law. I just never really, should I say, I don't know if I ever got into those law shows. You know what? I was like slow on the bandwagon to watch Ally McBeal and Kevin Bacon. Oh, jeez. This is the desk phone call line.
Yes.
So this isn't contact.
Right.
I do have to call with a contact question for a non-smearing eyeliner.
Right.
That sounds like a podcast that someone used to have.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Bye, guys.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Kathy Bacon. You didn't say your name.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, Richard Dysart from L.A. Law. Indeed died. Now, do we give it to Kathy? I mean, we know it's Kathy Bacon.
No, we cannot. Those are the rules. Those are the rules.
Kathy.
I don't make them. I probably did make them, but those are the rules. So I'm so sorry, Kathy Bacon.
Oh,
you know, take a tip from R.T. Cruiser. He always starts his calls with, "Hi guys, R.T. Cruiser."
So you want her to start the guy? You want her to start the show with? You want her to start the call is, "Hi guys."
Yeah,
R.T. Cruiser.
Say,
wait,
guys.
Hold on a second. Kathy is saying in the chat room now. Kathy Bacon is in the chat room, and she's saying what I said. It's Bacon. Let me just replay from because I was listening for it. Let's start at the beginning here.
L.A. law actor Richard Dysart. Dysart, dead age 86.
See, you didn't start it with that. You just immediately launched right into it.
She says at the end.
At the end. No, I was listening. All right, hold on.
That sounds like a podcast that someone used to have. Okay, thanks. Bye, guys. Someone used to in contact. I do have to call with a contact question for a non-smearing eyeliner. That sounds like a podcast.
Yeah, see, I'm so sorry, Kathy. Adam says no. You know what, Adam? Adam hates Kathy Bacon. So,
Oh, come on. You're the one that brought it up. If you'd have just said, ta-da, I would have just given it to her. And then you're asking me. Okay, fine. I'll give it to her.
Give it to her.
Although people who've had us not give it to them before because they didn't say their name are going to be pissed at me because we're now bending the rules for Kathy Bacon.
Get off my fence. Just pick a side here is what they're going to say.
Yeah. Well, so I don't win either way. I'm the scapegoat here. Like, either way, she's going to be mad at me or all those other people who we've said no to are going to be mad at me. So I can't win.
That is my favorite scenario. that they're mad at you, not me. Excellent.
Anyway, so I don't know. The chicken was good. The waffle was just eh.
So the chicken was good. The waffle was so-so.
Yeah, it's like they didn't really try on the waffle. So I really feel like I need to still get a good, like a really good, like world famous chicken and waffles place to tell if I really enjoy it or not.
You know what?
Right now I'm going to say chicken and biscuits is still my favorite, like fried chicken and biscuits.
It's funny that you would say that because, you know, there's the aforementioned Popeyes, which is really close to me. I've been getting chicken there, you know, for dinner occasionally. And it's like a two-piece chicken is like $8. Or you can get 11 pieces of chicken for like $10. And the only difference between them is the two-piece chicken comes with a biscuit and, you know, like a side, like some crappy side. It's like, really? A biscuit and a crappy side is going to be, you know, is going to make that much of a difference? It's like, you can get 11 pieces of chicken for $10. Or you can get two pieces of chicken and a crappy biscuit for the same price. But I just haven't brought myself to go in there and actually buy 11 pieces of chicken.
I can't have chicken without a biscuit. Almost ever. Well,
really? No, it just seems like you could make biscuits at home, like better biscuits. It's like Popeye's biscuits are not that good.
Oh, no, I'm a fan of fast food biscuits.
No. Bojangles biscuits are all right, but the Popeye's biscuits, not that good.
I like their biscuits. I like McDonald's biscuits. I like KFC's biscuits.
All right, we're going to be in Vegas at the end of August. And as it so happens, the hotel that we are broadcasting out of has a Popeye's fried chicken. So I will, before the show, before we do our show, my words. I'm going to write this down somewhere. Mark my words. I'm going to make sure that I have several different biscuits from several different fast food places.
Okay.
And then you can rate them.
All right. That's fine. I'm a fan of most fast food biscuits.
Except for Popeye's, which sucks.
No, I like Popeye's biscuits.
All right. You know what? I think we've just killed this. We've killed this segment so hard. I did some stuff, by the way. I did a lot of stuff.
But I can't talk about it.
Well, I can't. All right. I can talk about this. I am still going to the bars just the one bar. I'm going to the gay bar on Monday night to watch RuPaul's Drag Race with a bunch of people there. And it's really fun. I've actually met a couple of people there. There's a lovely couple that I met there. Their names are Mike and Warner. They're like my age and they're nice people. So, you know, and I don't know a whole lot of people up here. So that's kind of nice to meet people. And then I met the lovely and talented Veronica Mann, who's a local drag queen here. I met her there. Some other folks that have been there it's really fun because you get to talk about drag. It's just a fun way of meeting new people. So, are you about to say that they should go and listen to RuPaul's Drag Race recap over at pride48.com/RDR?
You guys have so many listeners already because you have a themed show. I hate it. We have this non-specific gay show and have no listeners and you...
You know why we have no listeners, Adam? It's because your video locks up just like that. Well, and then you leave us, and then you leave us hanging because we have no idea what you're about to say.
I said, I don't even know where I...
You said, we have no listeners because... And then you just like, you stopped.
We do a gay, non-specific show. So it's... you picked to do a review of a very popular show in the gay community or whatever. And you have a themed podcast that automatically has like... you know, a draw because people would actually be searching for that. And your first week, you get like thousands of listeners. We've been doing this for like 15 years, you know,
yeah,
and don't get the numbers that you got on your first episode. It ticks me up. We just need to come up with a, you know, we are now the Paula Deen Fried Chicken Review Podcast. We are no longer.
The goat was interrupted by a phone call. That's really weird. All right, let's see who there is.
Hi, guys. It's Nicole from the Greetings from Nowhere podcast.
Hi, Nicole.
I've been listening to your podcast and really, really enjoying it. So I'm calling the celebrity death phone. I'm very sad.
Yes.
James Best, who played Roscoe P. Coltrane on the Dukes of Hazzard, has passed away. And that makes me sad because I loved that show when I was young. And this is the first time I've ever called, so I hope I did that right. Probably somebody beat me to it, but I saw that, made me sad. I have to call the guys. So keep doing a great job. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Nicole. Thank you so much.
Yes. You did it perfect.
You did it perfectly.
Perfectly, and
because it's an adverb, not an adjective, so it has to end in ly.
I feel camaraderie with you, Nicole, because we're both Christians. So we both get made fun of for our faith. All these atheists.
When have I made fun of Jesus? Zombie Jesus Day is Easter because Jesus came back from the dead. So he's like a zombie. He's like an undead zombie. So it has nothing to do with your personal faith.
Anyway, Nicole.
If your personal faith is so tenuous that you would get offended by, you know, someone who doesn't believe in it saying Zombie Jesus Day, then it seems like that's your problem, not mine.
Nicole, you and I, Popeye's lunch, next Pride 48.
Really? You're going to take her to Popeye? Why wouldn't you take her someplace nice?
We can go to that Gordon Ramsay restaurant and we can look at the neon thing where they show you in red the movements of his
hand. No, because I feel a bond with you, Nicole, you and me, McDonald's. In the food court.
Yeah.
No. My treat, I insist. Excellent. Got nothing. All right, let's just move on and let's do this. The news.
You know, because this is an Arkansas story, this is really why I picked this one.
Okay, great.
So doctors traced an Arkansas man's kidney failure to an unusual cause. Yes. His habit of drinking a gallon of iced tea each day.
Oh, I like me some sweet tea.
They ruled out several potential causes before stumbling on a reason for the 56-year-old man's kidney problems. He said he drank about 16 8-ounce cups of iced tea every day. Black tea has a chemical known to cause kidney stones or even kidney failure in excessive amounts. And so they figured it out after I don't know how long. Apparently, it's described in the New England Journal of Medicine that this is possible to happen. He went to the hospital last May with nausea, weakness, fatigue, and body aches. Doctors determined his kidneys were badly clogged and inflamed by the food chemical called oxalate.
Oxalate. Now,
yeah.
You know, I met someone who works at Teavana. I should ask them if their teas have oxalate in them.
And it's so sad because he's now on dialysis and likely will be for the rest of his life.
But
all from drinking iced tea.
Well,
stop.
Maybe.
Everyone who's drinking
No. Wait.
Stop now.
Wait. Now, people's kidneys go out sometimes too, right?
That's true.
And there's like, you know, there's a lot of people that are on dialysis for a lot of different reasons. And sometimes it's just the fact that you have a bad kidney, right? Or some genetic problem that causes you to have. But one guy in the history of the tea drinking world that gets, you know, that some doctor somewhere, you know what? I'm always reminded of this, and I'm just going to tangent here for a moment. I'm always reminded of this because my dad used to get into these conversations with people where, you know, people would be like, well, doctors say blah, 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 and doctors say blah, blah, blah. And dad would always follow it up by saying, you know what? Medicine is the most inexact science that people demand precision from. Because there's so many things that we don't know about medicine. There's so many things we don't know about the human body. There's so many things that throw us, and there's so many different variables that we're maybe not taking into account. It's a very complex biological system. And by definition, it is inexact, right? They're doing their best guess at prescribing different courses of treatment. Sometimes those courses of treatment don't work. Sometimes their diagnoses are incorrect. These things happen all the time because it is a very inexact science. Yet somehow people assume that medical, you know, any kind of medicine like that, you know, must be precise. And like, the doctor said this, so that it must be absolutely true. And so I'm just trying to say, I don't think the tea really had anything to do about it.
Well, it's kind of like, I want to say, you know, that we should have prefaced this story by saying, coming up at 10, we'll tell you a substance that may put you on dialysis for the rest of your life.
You know what, Adam? I'm going to supersede.
And now it's time for weather.
I'm going to supersede one of your stories because this came in from one of our listeners in the chat room. Gummy bear sex ends with an ER visit.
Oh, yeah. We should read that one.
On the ever-growing list of things that shouldn't be attempted, had using melted gummy bears as a sex toy. A couple in Clarksville. Come on, guess the state. A couple
Arkansas?
In... No, close. Clarksville.
Tennessee.
Very good. Okay. Known only as Michael and Josie, made that gooey mistake and suffered terrible sugar burns. Did you know that you could have sugar burns?
I do. Yes. Have you ever tried to melt, like make caramel or something like that?
No, but I don't think.
Gets hot.
Oh, yeah, but that's an actual burn. That's an actual burn. I don't think. All right. Let me read on.
They melted the gummy bears is what it said, right? So they were hot.
The not-so-sweet sexual encounter happened in March of 2011. This is quite a while ago. Now, with the help of lookalike actors who recreated this moment of sweet love. They are sharing their story. The duo will appear on the April 12th season premiere of the TLC series Sex Sent Me to the ER. There's a new series on TLC that apparently is premiering tonight.
You know, I think there are not a lot of not...
I mean, there's Game of Thrones.
Exotic ways that sex sends people to the AER.
There's Game of Thrones over on HBO. And on TLC, there's Game of Boners. Sex Sent Me to the ER. A new thing here. I don't know. I got nothing. I don't even want to figure out what's going on here.
Did you just do both to, like, just in case?
At first, she thought the warm, melted candy pleased her. But unlike candle wax, it didn't start cooling the moment it touched her skin. My right. chest was on fire, she said.
Yeah.
Michael tried to help her by licking the liquid goo from her chest with equally bad results.
Melted sugar, people. No. Come on. Now, put it in some tea and... It'll make it safe, but you might be on dialysis for the rest of your life.
Despite the miserable experience, the couple obviously managed to survive. In fact, they plan on having a huge party at their house when the show airs Saturday night.
Are they going to serve gummy bears?
Here it is. They're basically going to be watching the actors do a reenactment of their, you know, tragic little thing. Yep, that's us. That's right. Yeah, we melted some gummy bears and I put them in her pussy. And then it burned.
You know, you're not supposed to stick food in there, I've heard. They can get yeast infections and all kinds of stuff. And yeast likes sugar. So I don't think I'd be sticking. You're supposed to use like artificial sweetener stuff if you're going to do food sex with a woman. Yeah, well, that's great. Well, you know, since we're on a food theme tonight, I'm going to finish off with this story. All right.
No. That one was horrible. The second one was better.
Oh, you like the second one?
Second one was better.
Okay, well, there was one where a guy killed himself in a Las Vegas buffet because he lost his free buffet for life. And I just thought that would be relevant since we get free. A lot of people get the free buffet at in Vegas.
Spend a lot of virtual slot machines to get those free buffets. They earn those free buffets.
But okay, then this one, lastly then, in the news. A California man remained in jail Wednesday on charges of auto theft and violating probation, according to court records, which show in vivid booking photos that he'd spray-painted himself black to avoid the cops. The camouflage was ineffective, police said. Jose Espinoza, who's 23, was held on $35,000 bond after his arrest Saturday in Madera, which is northeast of Fresno, according to the Madera County Corrections Department. Jail booking photos confirm what Madera police said in the deadpan Facebook post. Last night, Jose Espinoza fled from a stolen car. Officers arrested Jose later in the evening after he'd fled a second time. This time, Jose spray painted his face black in an effort to camouflage himself. And it shows a picture of him. So, you know, they say camouflage, like he was, you know, standing up against a black wall. So he thought he would like paint himself black so they wouldn't see him.
Right.
But obviously he was trying to look like a black man and they were looking for Hispanic individual.
Right. Really? I don't know.
So really, you know, I mean, I'm not saying it was a smart thing to do.
Really? Wait, that's a bold statement to make there, Adam. This is spray painting yourself black is not a smart thing to do, is what you're trying to say.
It's not. And did you know if you paint your entire body and don't leave a little bit of space, that your skin can't breathe?
I know. I saw that.
And you can die.
Goldfinger. He's a man.
Yeah, anyway.
A man with a can of spray paint. Is that the news? Are we done with
that? That's the news.
Excellent. That's that. I'm sorry. I was practicing my coin trick while you were talking. All right, here we go.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Plus birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam plays musical cues to someone's birthday, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will determine whose birthday it is without any help from the chat room, unless, of course, I get stuck, in which case then I will totally cheat and look at the chat room and see what they are saying. So, Adam, who...
Do you really use your mouth words to guess?
I do. I use my mouth words to guess. That is what I do. Adam, what is our first musical cue this evening? This is
love and marriage.
Yeah, it's love and marriage. But this is more importantly, it is the theme to the Fox TV show Love and Marriage.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so it is someone off that show. So that
do you want to know something interesting about this?
Okay, sure.
I went to look for this theme song today.
Yes,
and YouTube has muted it out on all of the actual openings to that show where they're playing the show. The only one I could get to work was the actual Frank Sinatra version, the official Frank Sinatra,
right.
Like whatever.
All right, anyway. So I'm going to go with, because it could be, you know, it could be Ed O'Neill, it could be Katie Seagal.
I have another one.
David Faustino, it could be, all right, yeah, give me a second.
I don't know that this is a recognizable theme song, but you might.
Here we go. This is the theme to Modern Family, and so it is Ed O'Neill. Then I'm going to go with Ed O'Neill.
You're going to go with Ed O'Neill.
All right, the guy that
let's ask the judges. Judges, is it Ed O'Neill?
There you go. Great. Yes. So,
it is.
Yeah. Played Al Bundy in Married with Children, and then not Married with Children. Was it? Yeah, that's what it was called. Married with Children.
Yeah, yeah. Married with Children.
Okay. Not Love and Marriage. I don't know.
I hated that show. Hated.
That's I true. Had a thing for Bud. Now, and before you judge me on that, I was young at the time.
I thought Bud was cute too, but I didn't like the show at all. The show felt dirty to me somehow. Just dirt. You know what? I think it's because I came from like this kind of middle to upper class white family, and those people, they just seemed so trashy to me.
You know, I came from an upper class white family that adopted two black children. One of them was very short and the other one was, a teenager.
Oh, Silver Spoons?
No, Silver Spoons was Ricky Schroeder. You're thinking Different Strokes.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to say, Adam, you know, the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
All right. Well, here we go. Here's the next one.
Oh, this is all right. This is the theme to Designing Women.
Yes, it is the theme to Designing Women.
Better known as Georgia on My Mind, by the way, is the theme of that song. Yes.
I'm giving you this because I didn't have
Georgia,
two theme songs for this person.
Georgia. Yeah, go ahead. What we got?
I only had one theme song for this person, so I'm giving you a hint. It's a man.
It is a man. So what I'm gonna assume then that you did not have the theme to Mannequin, the movie Mannequin. Was he not also in the movie Mannequin?
I think he was.
It's
Meshach Taylor,
isn't it?
Yes, it's Misha. You know, he died recently.
I know.
Well.
Yeah, he was on the death phone. Yeah.
Did anyone call for him?
You were the keeper of the list. How would I know
Let me look here. Did anybody call for me? It's a good, if no one called for him, then you guys could still.
No, statute of limitations.
I don't see him on the list.
I just said statue of limitations as if there were like some actual physical statue.
Statute.
You know, like a statue holding his hand out going, no, you shall not go past it. This is the limit. You must not go further.
Yeah. Anyway, Meshach Taylor would have been 68 years old. And I think he was in a couple of episodes of NCIS recently. Probably the last thing he was in. All right, here's the next one. I have two for this one as well.
It's Late Night with David Letterman.
Oh, very good.
Paul Schaefer and the Late Night Band.
I was going to play this.
It's the same thing.
Listen to this. The category tonight, top 10 things never before said by a Star Wars
character. I'm going to go with David Letterman.
It is David Letterman. David Letterman, who is on his last leg of the... I don't remember when he's going to say his final goodbye.
Stephen Colbert is actually going to take over that show. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, that's correct. He's 68 years old as well.
Wow, he's as old as Meshach Taylor.
But still alive, so he beat Meshach.
Still alive.
All right, so here's the next one.
You don't want to know what my first guess is. I was going to say Cirque du Soleil, but I don't think it is.
No, Cirque du Soleil. Yeah. That's not even a TV show.
Is this I don't know, Penny Dreadful or something? I don't know what this is. It sounds very creepy.
No.
This is American Horror Story or whatever?
I love this show. It's not on anymore. Okay, I'm going to play another one. A recent show that you hate.
Oh, great.
I know that you have, because there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles.
This is a theme song to a recent show?
It is, and you watched it recently and gave us like a review.
Oh, this is CSI Cyber?
It is.
Wow. So is it what's her name? Is it Snaggletooth Lady herself? Patricia Arquette or whatever her name is? Or
it is Patricia Arquette. The first one was Medium.
Oh, yes, I didn't watch it.
With Patricia Arquette and Jake Weber.
I did not watch Medium. I like to watch Extra Large and Small, but never Medium.
Yeah, this one was Medium. I love Medium. I'm all about a supernatural procedural.
To me, it's like, you know what? Usually, if you can buy the small, they'll usually put more in it than it. Like, if you buy the small fries, there's actually more fries in them than the medium.
Could be. Anyway, happy birthday, Patricia Arquette. She's, how old is she? She is 47.
She's my age.
Yeah. All right. Here's the last one. Actually, I don't know if you'll know either one of these songs, but it's a fairly famous person. But
I'm a year
we'll
older.
See.
Go now. Go. Sounds kind of groovy.
This was a show on like in the late 80s, early 90s, probably. Maybe 94.
Yeah, they kind of got that edge. Like, they kind of got like that U2 edge sound going on there. That chicka, 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 chicka.
Had a gay guy. It was very unusual for a show to have a gay guy at that time.
Jim J. Bullock?
I think it might have been on, might have been on MTV, actually.
Really? No, I don't know. I don't know what this is.
All right. Well, here's a more recent show that this person is on. Not that.
That was fun.
It's coming.
Air and naval forces of the United States launched a series of strikes against terrorists.
Is this Madam Secretary?
Say again?
Is this Madam Secretary?
It is not.
Oh.
This will not stand this aggression against the
I don't.
It's a Showtime show.
Oh, Veep? Oh, this isn't Veep?
No.
A Showtime show. Oh, Homeland. Homeland.
Yes.
Oh my God, is it Claire Danes? So the show you were thinking of, so that was the theme to My So-Called Life? The first one was the theme to My So-Called Life? You know, it's been so many years since I've seen that show.
Yeah, My So-Called Life.
And Ricky was the gay kid on there.
Yeah, and Jared Leto, that was one of the first shows
He wasn't gay on that show, but yeah, he was Jordan Castellano.
No, Jared wasn't gay on that show, but right. The other guy was gay on that
Ricky
show.
Ricky was.
Anyway, she is, Claire Danes is 36 years old.
36
so she is
years young.
Just slightly younger than me.
There you go. So Claire Danes is slightly younger than you, and Patricia Arquette is a year younger than me.
Yeah,
we should,
so
you then, know what, here's the thing, Adam. If we rebranded our show as the Patricia Arquette and Claire Danes show,
we would have so many listeners.
Then I think we'd get more listeners because then, you know, we would have nothing more interesting to talk about. We could just make up things like today when I was shooting Homeland, today on the set, some guy came up and tried to sell me crack.
We could talk about chicken and waffles. And
I went
to
Roscoe's chicken and waffles. You're right. So we, is that it? Is that what the birthdays? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the way you ended that without. Like,
I really said this is the last birthday.
Okay, today is the 12th of April, so we would like this coming week, we would like to all say a very happy birthday to that Peter G, whose birthday is on the 18th, and Kirkwill, whose birthday is on the 19th. So make sure that you say happy birthday to those two people. And if you would like your birthday to show up on Pride 48 on the front page, all you have to do is sign up for Pride 48 account and click the little checkbox that says, yes, I would like my birthday to be shown on the page for the people out there in the world.
Great job! Thank you so much for helping me sing my way to La Fiesta. I couldn't have done it without you. See you soon. Hasta luego.
Bye, Dora.
Yeah.
Excellent. This is the contact segment of the show where we read the numerous emails that we get
with our mouth words and head brains.
You know, I've been using that line for months now. And I know. You're just now starting to pick on that. No, but I'm saying our numerous emails that we get every week, sadly, we can't read, so we just play the voicemails that we get instead. Do we get an email? I don't think anyone ever emails us. Maybe there's something wrong with
our email. We don't ever get emails.
Maybe there's something wrong with our email system. Because, you know, we get a lot of email over at RuPaul's Drag Race.
I don't even want to know about that other show. The show that shall not be named.
Anyway, we have a couple of emails. But before we get to our emails, Adam,
You guys probably have a Patreon already and everything.
I meant to bring this up earlier tonight.
You're quitting your job.
I meant to bring this up earlier this evening, and I forgot. I brought it up pre-show, but I just wanted to throw this out there. I have two beta keys for Heroes of the Storm. I had three, but someone from pre-show has already claimed one. So if you have any interest in playing the new Blizzard game, Heroes of the Storm, which is very much like League of Legends, it is a it's hard to explain. If you Google it, Heroes of the Storm, it's a free-to-play game. It's in closed beta right now, but I do have two beta invites. If anyone is interested in them, send me an email, contact at dubiousintent.com, and hopefully I will, hopefully you'll get it. I only have two to give away, so I'm gonna say it'll be in the order in which they were received, right? So whatever. And so I had three, but I gave one to Daddy Dave. So Daddy Dave has one, and now I have two. I have two left. Now let's get to our emails, our voicemails, whatever. What am I trying to say, Adam?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I think I'm trying to say voicemail.
Play
voicemail.
A voicemail.
Voicemail. We have voicemails. Let's listen to them, shall we? Here we go.
Mr. Adam Burns, this is Carrie. I don't know if you remember, but a couple months ago when Danielle was...
What?
I just said, hi, Carrie.
She sounds not too happy with you.
Love you, Carrie.
She sounds... I want to back that
You're
up just a little bit.
Hold on.
A couple months ago when Danielle was going to L.A., I was desperately trying to set up a date where we could have lunch or something, and he blew me off because, you know, he had more important things to do.
I didn't blow you off!
But now you're coming to L.A., and didn't even tell me so I could maybe try to set up a lunch or something.
Oh.
So you have made a big mistake about how you have everybody's phone number in this database. Give me a text so maybe I can come down and see you one day while you're there and have lunch. And also, Mr. Brewer, you are coming back again this year. Can you maybe carve out some time to see me when you're up this time? It's not that far of a drive. It's a nice little getaway for us, so I would love to see you guys. So if you can make a time in your busy, busy life, I would love to see y'all. Bye.
Well, there you go.
As we've learned, I've been chastised so much by everyone for apparently mistreating Kathy Bacon. I guess I don't do well meeting fans.
Here's the thing, Adam. Because, you know, over on our Facebook...
Actually, I didn't remember that Carrie was close to L.A.
On our Facebook page, someone actually left a message on our Facebook page, which I...
I don't even look up. We don't have a DI Plus Facebook
page. We do, too. My nephew set it up, and then he gave us, like, admin rights here. So we didn't do it. He set it up for us.
That must have been for Dubious Intent.
No. This was recent. You are a manager of that page. Anyway, the point is that someone sent an email. Let me see.
I didn't know we had a Facebook page.
They were like, hey, Adam, can I meet up with you when you're out there? So why don't you and Batance figure out something, you know, just set up a meet and greet.
A meet up one night.
But here, I will tell you this, Carrie. Yes, I indeed am going to BlizzCon again this year, or BlizzNeCon, as I like to call it, out in November. And I'm actually going to be going out early. And then hanging out with Vera and Gooch for a couple of days and then staying with Joe Batance for a few days before BlizzCon. So absolutely, Carrie, I will make a time. It'll be with Joe Batance and myself because I'm cheap and I don't want to rent a car. But we absolutely, because, you know, I've got like 3 days to do stuff with Batance. And honestly,
I'll tell.
After like an hour or so talking to Joe, I was like, what do you got left to do, really, other than just, you know, go meet other people? So
I will tell you guys a little secret about me. I'm really a boring person to meet.
Oh, that's not a secret.
Like, I may sound exciting and, like, interesting.
Right, yeah, talking about chicken and waffles and double date the movies. Yeah, I tell you.
When you meet me in person, it's going to be a big letdown. Like, you're going to be like, Adam seems like he has this big personality.
Carrie has been listening to Dubious Intent since it started.
That's true. I'm not saying I would love to meet Carrie, and I just forgot that she was near L.A. So we'll see what we can work out. I'm waiting on an email from Joe Batance with the official itinerary.
You know what? The fun thing is, Adam, I believe Joe Batance will be on the after show tonight. You can cover it then.
We can talk about it. But he's supposed to be sending me an email, and then I'm going to narrow, because it sounds like he's got us overbooked.
Already making them excuses.
No. What I'm saying is, it sounds like he's got us overbooked. So I'm going to be paring down some of that email to make time for relaxation.
Here we go. You know, Carrie's yelling at you in that phone call. Wouldn't it be great if there was a second phone call yelling at you? Let's listen to our next phone call, shall we?
G'day, Adam, Daniel. Thanks, Adam, for finally announcing your privacy policy on the show, and I want you to delete my number right now from your secret database, including the number of this phone call. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Scotty, mm-hmm. Your little Aussie battler. Bye.
Now you've done it, Adam. I knew as soon as you said that, make a note of like the caller ID information, it's like all the privacy people were going to be coming out of the fucking woodwork.
Well, I just want to say something, Scotty. First of all, you email us those voicemails.
You know how much it costs to call us from Australia? That would be expensive. Like, RT Cruiser is made of money.
I don't have your phone number, Scotty, because you never call. You send us a WAV file, which is so weird because everyone else sends us MP3s.
Adam, I think that was the joke. I think that was.
Yeah, it was. I know. That is the pleasure of Adam Burns, is that I just pretend like I don't get jokes.
I got a great trick to show you in the after show.
I hear you have lots of tricks that you'd like to show me.
No, trick. I have Joe Batance taught me this variation of this magic trick I was going to show you.
I'm jealous. You're getting so many tricks.
Yeah, I'm getting all these tricks
and treats. And anyway, so look, I don't reveal anybody's phone number. I just want to, for the record, and I know it was a joke, but I just want to say, this is a joke though. We don't sell your phone numbers to make any money. I don't make my millions of dollars off. I don't give out phone numbers. I just have a list so that I can be lazy, and so that I wrote an automated script, because that's what I do for a job, is I write automation. So I wrote a script that downloads the voicemails for me and names them.
But it says right here next to Scotty, it says 212-351-6500.
Oh, right. Yeah, whatever. So that, I think it's kind of cool. So I just press a button and all the voicemails get downloaded. The only thing is, I haven't figured out how to make it advanced enough to like know what you're saying and like put
right,
the actual,
because then you would have given it sentience and you would have created Skynet. Right. Thank you for destroying the world, Adam Burns.
And Google transcriptions are not good enough to use those as the definitive, you know, whatever. So I still have to listen to them anyway to know, like, to label them beforehand.
All right.
But they're named automatically.
Thank you for sending us a voicemail.
Thank you,
Carrie and Scotty. And we appreciate each and every voicemail and email that we get on this little show. 3, 2, 1. Hey.
Hey, what am I supposed to say? Was I supposed to say something?
I figured I'd let you say something.
There was something that I wanted to mention, and I didn't say it because we were going into the contact segment, and you don't like me to...
It's always me. All right, yes, go ahead. Yes, what?
And I don't remember what it was now.
Well, because you clearly went off track and
we had all those.
God,
this show
has sucked tonight. What is our deal?
Well, you always think the show sucks, so I can't take your word for it. But nothing interesting is happening in my life. I'm sorry. Look, you people, I hope you just like hearing our voices.
Oh, this trick is so good.
I'm going to have to, we're going to have to go do something interesting just to have something to talk about. I mean, I feel like Mark and I need to go like skydiving or something just so I have a story to tell.
Are you thinking about doing that maybe?
Oh, I don't know. We do have a skydiving place nearby. We haven't talked about it. I just randomly thought of something that is exciting that I could, but we do have a skydiving place about 30 minutes from here. So I could do that.
Wow.
But no, I don't know. Nothing exciting is going on. You know, sometimes life is just boring. And I have a very technical job, so I can't come in and talk about my job because...
Oh my God, you know. I am so... But can you relate this to dick pics at all? Like, can you...
Oh, I wasn't trying to... can I relate my job to dick pics?
Yeah, can you relate your job to... Can you explain to me your job, how it relates to pictures of my junk?
Have you ever masturbated in the bathroom at your job?
You know, it is so weird that you said that because I almost did the other day.
I mean, you know, you get sleepy or bored or, you know, whatever, and you think, maybe I'll just go, you know, have a little fun in the back. And then you walk in there and it smells like shit.
But the bathrooms that are my job are so busy. It's just like, there's never a time that there's nobody in there.
But now you can load up porn on your phone.
I know. Isn't that great? You get like the porn on your phone, whatever. But no.
Of course, then someone kind of lifts a cheek in the stall next to you and you hear it.
Oh, no, I would never do it if someone was there.
Oh, yeah.
Really? You would?
Sure.
Well, of course you would, because you do it on webcam too, though.
Well, there's a wall. There's a stall wall. It's not like I'm doing it like right there with them sitting there watching me. Although that's fun too. But not at work. I don't want to get fired.
Really?
I don't want to get fired for jacking off.
You texted during a meeting the other day.
Yeah,
Someone said, because you group texted, I think, Batance and I and everything, and you were just like, someone's like, wait, you're in a meeting and you're texting, and you're like, yeah, but I'm the senior most person here, so
truth.
It was just like I'm the senior most person here. Fuck you, I'll text while you're doing this. So if someone more senior than you had come in, would you like put your phone away?
No, I don't care. Look, they need me at that place. I am an expert at what I do.
The entire Walmart Corporation would plummet and burn if it were not for you, Adam Burns.
They need me and they love me. So as most people do, they love me and they don't know, they don't care that I text.
All right, the chat room is saying that RT Cruiser said we had a phantom wanker at work.
A phantom wanker.
And then they said gross. And then Kathy Marshall said gross.
Would it be better if they weren't phantom?
And then CT Yelly says, what's a phantom wanker? So a phantom wanker would be an unknown person who... here's the thing. Like when I said that I almost did it the other day, I would not have like left stuff on a seat or whatever.
Right down into the toilet bowl and then flush.
It sounds like you have some experience at this.
Yes, I do. Actually, when I was in junior high and high school, I actually jacked off at my desk while the teacher was giving a lesson.
Now how did you accomplish that?
Well, I was wearing a jacket because it was cold outside, and I didn't actually pull it out. I just rubbed myself like under my jeans, and I just shot right into my underwear.
Well, there you go. Sometimes
when you do that, it's really, if it dribbles down your leg and kind of gets on your butt a little bit and everything, I don't know. First of all, it's painful anyway, but what I really don't like is when I get the fuzzy butts.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
And I have this friend who's a pastor. He's a gay pastor.
Yes.
And I just kind of reconnected with him recently, and he asked about the podcast. I hope this isn't the first episode that he listens to.
Oh, God. This would be, honestly, if you've never heard our show before and this is the first one you heard.
Try a different one.
Yeah, we're sorry. We can't be interesting all the time.
No.
And we're clearly not interesting right now. All right, so we'll be back next week. And then the 2 weeks after that, we're going to have some change-up stuff because I'm going to be traveling one weekend and you're going to be traveling the next weekend. So we're going to have a couple of guest hosts in here.
Guest hosts.
All that kind of fun stuff. Anyway, it'll be great. Maybe that'll change it up.
Maybe so.
All right, good night, chat.
Good night, David.